It's time for volleyball. Fort Recovery Indians volleyball is on the air. Tonight's broadcast is a production of Fort Recovery Radio, brought to you by the local sponsors you'll hear during tonight's broadcast. We now send you courtside for tonight's volleyball action.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. This is Steve Stone and Diana Rammel and Reese Rogers here at Ansonia High School to watch the volleyball matchup with the Lady Tigers and our Fort Recovery Indians. So what do you think, Diana?
I'm thinking I can barely hear.
Yeah, it's tough. Starting lineups going here for Ansonia.
I'm having a hard time hearing myself.
We don't have a sheet yet, but they're working on getting us one here. Ansonia's getting their starters out here, and the JVs won easily in two. Do you remember what the scores were for the first? For JVs, it was, I know the last one was 25-10. So they came away very, very, very easily with a two-set win with the JVs. So we got the varsity getting geared up here. The starters for the Ansonia Lady Tigers are?
We have Bailey Stammen, Emily Garrity, Trinity Henderson, Aaliyah Barja, Riley Cloyd, and Chelsea Nogler, loaded with seniors and juniors. So a little bit of experience over there on that side.
Got some experience on that side. They don't look real tall.
Nope, definitely not tall. But they look like they have some athleticism. I was kind of watching them warm up a little bit. There's definitely some athleticism going on.
And it seemed like you knew both of our officials fairly well.
I do. I knew Mr. Miller up on top, him and I go back a long, long ways. I used to give him a lot of evil eyes back in my coaching days.
Nice. So he's been around for a while, probably.
Yeah, he's been around a long time. He used to just shake his head and just smile under his, you know, he used to just give me a hard time. So, and then our down official, Scott, he used to actually coach at Missinawa Valley.
At Missinawa?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yep, real good guy, real nice guy. So.
Cool.
Yep, two real good refs, so we should see a good ref match tonight. So Stone to Rammel, back set to Paige Fortkamp, who gets a nice hit, and they play it up. Nice play by the Ansonia Tigers. Indians free ball to Paige Judy, who has a beautiful, beautiful two-hand tip right over the blockers. It's a good job seeing the court on that one. I've not seen her do that yet this year.
No, I haven't.
Two-hand pull-up tip. That was a pretty, pretty play. So Hannah Kanapke in for the Indians, back to serve.
Makes our score 1-0 Indians.
Yep, nice serve, and Ansonia handles it well. Great hit by Ansonia. This little number, what was her, number five?
Number five, great attack, yes.
Yeah, she's got a nice, she's got some hops, and she got a great attack off of our blocker's hands. So.
Aaliyah Barchi.
Yeah, nice hit. Ties us up. Kaya Wendell, Madison Rammel out to Cassidy Martin, who gets blocked out of bounds. That was another great play by number five for the Barchi for Ansonia. She's a nice little player. She gets her hands on some balls, the way it looks. And for the Indians, we have Alexis Bupp for Paige Judy.
Hey, I have a dumb question for you.
Yep.
When they serve the ball and we get it in the back row, is that a dig or just a serve
That's
receive?
That's a serve receive only.
Serve receive. Okay.
Dig is off of any attempt for a kill.
Okay.
Yep. Like that's a dig from Kaya. And then Madison Rammel turns around and pounds it.
Nice.
Yep.
Good vision there by Madison to take that into the back row and hit it really hard.
That's an assist and a dig by Kaya Wendell, if you can believe that.
Score both of those?
Yeah, Ansonia free balls it over. Madison out to
Stone
for a great hit. Knocks her on her butt, and she double hits it over. So Ansonia has
and
a double hit.
And it was
hit.
Out anyhow.
Yep, way out. So makes the score 4-1 in favor of the Indians.
I didn't want to say it to start everything off, but I think this might be a blowout.
Am I
allowed to say that?
Yeah, I think so. It might be. We'll see.
I'm not being negative.
Buppy for the nice serve, and they handle it, and they give it to Bargy out of the middle. Kaya Wendell for the dig to Madison Rammel to Cassidy Martin, who just nails it in the back row.
They are never digging that.
Yeah, nope, not that hit. It's a good C. I think Cassidy, sometimes she gets that ball like behind her a little
like
bit.
She's like our best middle hitter,
yeah,
don't
she
you
does,
think?
Yeah, she does a nice job.
She is tremendous.
Yeah, she
middle.
Is. She's quick. Gotta love it. Back to Bargia, who hits it inbounds, deep right behind Kyle Wendell. I think they thought that one was going out of bounds.
I
it looked
too.
Like it from me, from my perspective, but it looks like it landed in. So number five, Bargy gets a kill for the Ansonia Tigers, makes our score 5-2. Serve receive, Hannah Kanapke to Rammel. Back set to Marty, who nails it. Just nails it to the middle back. And she can't handle it.
She is so much fun to watch.
She is fun. She is fun.
Holy
and she goes back
crap.
To serve. It's good to see her serve, and I like seeing her back there. A little, add a little bit to her little stats. And she serves it deep.
Great
and
serve.
Yeah, she does. And
Brooke
Garkey,
block by
yeah,
Brooke Garkey.
Yeah, yeah. Cassidy Martin gets to dig to Madison Rammel out
Stoney.
To Stoney, who gets a nice, beautiful kill off the blocker's hands. Good. That was a pretty play right there.
Who was
Ansonia wants to take a timeout here.
Ansonia's going to take a timeout. Yeah. Who was on a roll last game? I think it was Carly and Martin.
Probably Martin, yeah. Carly and Martin, yeah.
Who's on the roll already this game?
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Are we still live?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. I guess.
Well, we can take a break whenever we want.
Yeah.
So let's take a break.
All right, let's take a break.
We're back here at Ansonia High School watching the Lady Indians take on the Lady Tigers.
Cassidy Martin with a serve and a double hit
by
Ansonia.
Back me up on this. It is absolutely hard to believe this is the third last
yes,
game.
Yes, we are in our final week of regular
season. This season has gone by lightning fast.
Yes, it has. Another double hit by Ansonia. And you have Jeff Miller up there on top. He's not going to let anything fly, let me tell you. If it's not
and
clean,
having a senior on the team makes you a little sad.
Yeah, it does. All right. Madison Rammel for the dig to Hannah Kanapke, who puts it right back over. And Ansonia decides to throw it right back in the center of our court for the kill. Yep, believe it or not, that's a kill. That's an attempt at an attack, or an attempt at a kill, and she got it. So
makes our score 9-3, Indians leading here in the first set. Out.
And the Bargy girl hits it out of bounds. So.
And the JV won handily in two sets. And the
yep.
The first game, the JVs, and now we're to varsity. Varsity leading 10-3 here in the first set.
Madison Rammel back to serve. Jeff Miller lets one go. No, he doesn't let the third one go, though. A lot of double hits on Ansonia's side. So Madison Rammel gives us a service point, makes our score 11-3. Another great hit, and they're having a hard time with the serve. Buppy with a dig. To Rammel, back set to Stone, who just nails it. Just nails it. That was a beautiful play.
That was great. Great set and great attack.
Drawn up real nice. I can hear the girls really well calling the ball. Calling what they'd like. Short ball by Madison Rammel gets the ace right in front of number three for Ansonia.
She tried to return that with her face.
She did, kind of bounced
work.
Off her lip. And then Rammel serves it out of bounds, trying to put a little heat on it. You know, you like to mix it up short, deep.
Makes our score 13-4. Indians out to a big lead here in the first set.
Stone to Rammel. Back row to Kaya Wendell, who just gets it over. We need to make something out
not
of that.
Sure what that was.
Brooke Barkey just has a beautiful block, but
nice,
she blocks it out of
nice
bounds.
Nice block by...
Yep.
Right on top of the net. She got a great block, but it just went just a little bit wide.
Yep. Buppy to Rammel to Brooke Garkey, who just beautiful, beautiful hit by Brooke Garkey.
This might be one where you need to start clearing the bench pretty quick.
Yeah.
Don't you think, Coach?
Yeah, probably so. Paige Judy back in the lineup. Stone back to serve.
Makes our score 14-5.
Stone for the dig to Rammel. Back set to Paige Forkamp. Gets a nice hit. And tip Paige Judy for the dig. Madison Rammel out to Paige Judy. who gets a nice
great
hit
block
that's blocked
by Ansonia.
Yep. And then Stone out of the back row gets a nice hit. Oh, and Ansonia can't handle it, and they miss the third hit. Interesting choice of sets for Rammel with three hits, and she chooses Stone out of the back row. I think her front row might be a little quiet there.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And Sonia's going to take a timeout here with our score 15-5. So we'll take a break and be right back.
Hello, everyone. This is Brittany from Wayne Street Market. I'm excited for fall, and we are excited to introduce to you some of Fort Recovery's own local vendors. We have fresh honey, barbecue seasoning, and crushed grains, all available here in store. The Halloween season's right around the corner. Stop in and grab your Halloween candy for all your spooky trick-or-treaters. This October, we're also featuring a pie and soup swap event. Are you a wonderful baker or a cook? Let us be the judge. Sign up in store or message us on Facebook for details. The best soup will win a prize. As always, thanks for shopping your local downtown Fort Recovery Market.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, the 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles and is priced at only $20,500. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
There's not a lot you can do when the power goes out.
My turn. Marco.
Polo.
But with a Generac automatic generator from Reisner Energy, you can go on with your life. Lights, TV, computer, refrigeration. No downtime. When the power goes out, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reisner Energy. 419-678-4858. Receive $100 off your purchase of a Generac Guardian Series automatic standby generator from Reisner Energy.
Should have gotten a Generac.
Marco?
We're back here at Ansonia High School. Got a lot of volleyball this week. We got, obviously, the game tonight with Ansonia. Then Tuesday, tomorrow, we're going to be at Minster. And Diana, you going to be at Minster?
I'll be at Minster.
Absolutely. Yep. Same three.
Yep.
Tomorrow at Minster. And then Thursday we've got New Knoxville. And that's at New Knoxville. And Radio Rob with WPGW is going to be simulcasting the Thursday volleyball game. Stoney just hit one into the net. We'll have to beat her later.
She gets a serve receive. Madison Rammel. Jump sets the ball right into
great.
Brooke Gerke's hands. They make a great play. Kaya Wendell with a dig. Brooke Gerke has to help out, and Paige Judy just nails it right into the net. So
that ball hit the antenna right in front of the dude.
Plus they had one girl going completely under the net.
Oh, yeah, I missed all that. I'm too busy watching the ball. I didn't see any of that, so. Oh, she was outside the court. I think they're arguing she went under the net, but she was outside the court evidently. And Ansonia serves it out of bounds.
We won't tell you what Diana's doing right now. She's cleaning her shoes out.
Kaya Wendell for a beautiful serve. Ansonia dumps it right over the top of our blockers into a huge hole.
Makes our score 16-8. Indians leading here in the first set.
Nice serve.
Nice
Stone.
Serve.
Stone to Rammel and out to Paige Judy, who just hits it straight down the line. That's a beautiful hit right there. Hannah Kanapke back in for Fort Camp.
Got Hannah back to serve.
Yep.
Indians leading 17-8.
Nice serve. Yeah, nice serve by Hannah Kanapke. And number five, Bargy to Hannah Kanapke to Madison Rammel. Out to Paige Judy, who gets blocked, but they are in the net. Number five for Ansonia was in the net. So Paige Judy has a nice, good, beautiful kill.
That was a tremendous block
by
Ansonia.
Yeah, it was.
But they called him in the net. I didn't see it.
Yeah, her hand kind of came down on top of the net.
We'll
Hannah Kanapke.
Take it.
Yep, Hannah Kanapke back to serve. And she serves it out of bounds just barely. It was a nice serve right on the line. So
makes our score 18-9. Indians leading here in the first set.
Okay, back to serve receive. We got Stone, Wendell, and Kanapke. to Wendell, to Rammel, who just attacks it over. And Antonia hits it out of bounds.
It was good hustle by the Indians right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Good hustle by Kyle Wendell. Back in is Buppy for Judy. And back to serve is Alexis Bupp. Score is 19-9. They have a hard time handling it, but they give a nice set to Stone, who digs it, to Rammel, back to Hannah Kanapke, who gets a great hit out of the back row.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was. It's a nice little option. Madison Rammel for the dig. Dekiah Wendell out to Stone. Oh, Stone just, I think she might have left a little bit early on that one. Tried to roll shot it over. Roll shots it right. A little short, so makes our score 19-10. Antonia back to serve. Serve receive. Hannah Kanapke to Madison Rammel. Back set to Marty, who just
kills it.
She's amazing back there. I almost wonder next year if we shouldn't put her on the right side and just let her swing away. I mean, that's Rammel's best set. She doesn't put out a great four-ball set. Her best set is definitely that outside one, so... Hannah Kanapke to Rammel and out to the four ball. Stone, who nails it. Beautiful, beautiful cross-court hit by Harley Stone.
Indians looking really sharp.
Yep.
21-10 here in the first set.
Yep. Back to serve, Cassidy Martin. What is it? Ace. Nice serve. Nothing spectacular about that serve. That girl just couldn't handle it, so... I didn't see any good spin or anything. No droppage. There's an interesting one.
Short
that
serve.
There's the tricky serve right there.
Another ace.
The old nosebleed serve. Put it way up there and put it short. 23-10.
Marty's playing good in the front and the back.
Yes,
row.
She is. Yes, she is. Hannah Kanapke for the dig to Rammel. Out
to Stoney.
Stone. Roll shots shot. It and almost gets a dig or a kill. Makes him think about it. And ball goes out of bounds. A free ball out of bounds. Game point for the Indians.
24-10.
You know, I think Antonia has some athletic girls over there. Just not quite putting, they're just little. They're just short. So Marty gets a great serve to end at 25-10.
How many did she have in a row there? Four?
I'd say four. Four or five, yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
That's our first set. Indians come away with a win. 25-10. We'll take a break and we'll be back.
Be ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service intervals in the industry make Hall Brothers and Case IH a great decision for your harvesting needs. Make us an offer. Make us your harvesting partner. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
All for fall. Bring the vibrant colors of fall into your home. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist today. Beautiful fall silk arrangements and home decor just arrived. Candles, canvas prints, pumpkins, and more. Hardy Mums arriving soon. And check out our new farmhouse collection, Charming Country Decor. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist, downtown Fort Recovery.
Thursday, October 12th is Senior Night at the Fort Slade Fieldhouse for the Lady Indian Volleyball Team as they take on the new Knoxville Rangers. Senior Night will take place right after the Junior Varsity game, which begins at 5:30. Each of the four Indian seniors will be recognized for their many years of hard work on the team. Mark your calendars and make sure you're at the Fortside Fieldhouse on Thursday, October 12th by 6 o'clock to watch your Indian seniors and cheer the girls on to victory.
At Ansonia High School, Steve Stone, Diana Martin, Reese Rogers.
Diana Martin, there he goes again. I
did I say
that
Martin?
Years. You did.
Dang it.
There's two people in the whole wide world that call me that. Grace Toby and Steve Stone now. Grace Toby still calls me Martin. Yes, you are. She's a good lady. She still calls me Martin when she sees me.
I remember Diana Martin and Angie McAbee always running around.
Yeah.
Angie Meiderding always running around together.
Yep. Good friend of mine right there. Yep. Still a great friend of mine. So the Indians get a great block on number five, Bargy. I don't know how you say that. B-A-R-G-A. Bargy?
Bargy.
Bargy, okay.
We had a girl at workforce with that last name.
I
we
thought
called her
so.
Mandy Bargy.
Yeah. Great serve by Kyle Wendell. Carly Stone to Kelsey Judy out to Paige Judy, who hits it off the top of her head, but they still get a great play out of it. Kyle Wendell to Kelsey Judy.
Oh, my.
To Paige Judy for
Marty.
The kill.
That was Marty.
Oh, that was Marty. Okay, yeah, that was Marty. I got the ref official here in my way. So. Back to serve again, Kaya Wendell. And they have a hard time with it, and they free ball it over to Kaya Wendell, to Kelsey Judy, up to Paige Judy, who tips it
finds
left.
Finds a hole in the defense.
Yeah, finds a nice big hole. So that was a pretty play by the Indians.
Indians jump out to a 3-0 lead here in the second set after winning the first set 25-10. Kaya serving.
Yep. And they try to trick us, and Kelsey Judy's there for it. And Cassidy Martin gets a great kill off of
Cass has got the most kills
I would say. Everything she touches.
Yeah, yep. Without question. She's playing fantastic.
Yep. So they try to sneak in a quick attack, and they don't get it. So Kaya Wendell with a great serve.
Ooh, terrible serve.
Yep. But
by Ansonia.
Yeah, Ansonia really struggled.
Not being negative about Fort Recovery.
No.
Timeout. The Ansonia Tigers are going to take a timeout. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We're back here at Ansonia High School with the Indians jumping out to a quick 5-0 lead. Ansonia takes a timeout, and then we're back to play. And
Kaya Wendell is a good serve. And Sonia has a nice pass set hit, but number five, Bargy, gets blocked by Martin and Fortcamp.
Fortcamp with a tremendous block.
Yeah. So Kaya Wendell back to serve. And they handle a nice play. And Bargy can't handle this one. Bargy can't handle this one.
Kind of mistimed her jump there a little bit.
Yep,
it wasn't a
so.
Bad set, but she mistimed her jump and couldn't get it over.
Yeah.
Great serve by Kaya.
Yeah. Paige Judy for the dig to Kelsey Judy. I'm not sure where that ball was going. Kelsey Judy for a dig to Stone. To Paige Judy rolls it not even to the net. So the Indians are getting a little bit sloppy here.
Makes our score 7-1.
I guess that one sloppy play. Yeah. Kaya Wendell, Kelsey Judy out to Paige Judy, who hits it straight down.
Wow.
That's a pretty hit right there.
That was something.
Yeah. That brings in Hannah Kanapke for Paige Judy, and then Madison Ram on the front row for Kelsey Judy.
And lots of volleyball this week. We've got tomorrow the girls are going to be playing at Minster, and then Thursday they're going to be playing at New Knoxville. So a couple of big MAC games to end the season for our Lady Indians.
Yep. Hannah Kanapke with a great serve. And then she gets a dig to Madison Rammel out to Paige Judy, who just kills it. And they dig it, and then Marty hits it out of bounds just barely. So Paige Judy had a great hit, and Ansonia was able to dig it up
and send it right back over. That was a nice dig by them, for sure.
And we had a nice play, but Marty just hits it wide. So nice Kaya Wendell out to Cassidy Martin, who hits it deep, just a little bit deep. Actually, that was a lot deep. It was a good, hard, strong head here.
Yep.
And Sonya back to serve again, and she serves it right into the net.
Makes our score 9-3. Indians leading here in the second set. Kind of a modest crowd for the Indians.
Yep, yep.
And even a more modest crowd for Ansonia, being that we're here in Ansonia.
So Buppy gets a great serve. Ansonia plays it. Buppy gets a dig. Madison Rammel to the back row, attacked by Hannah Kanapke, who just nails it. That was a pretty, pretty play right there. It's good to see them using Hannah out of the back row. She's a nice attacker. She
times it.
She can get some great kills for us. So Bupp for a great serve. And they Ansonia hits it out of bounds. Yep.
Makes her score 11-3. Indians leading.
Buppy back to serve again. Nice serve, Bupp. And they struggle with it. Ansonia struggles with it and have to free ball it over to Hannah Kanapke, to Madison Rammel, and to Stone. He just nails it down the line for a
kill. Right in the corner.
Yeah, right in the corner for a
perfect
beautiful
spot.
Beautiful spot, yes. Looked like she saw the court well on that one.
We need to get Reese involved a little bit. He ain't saying much.
Yeah, he's kind of quiet over there. Buppy for a great serve. Ansonia struggling with it again, but they're going to get a down ball out of it. And it just goes off our blocker's hands, and Marty can't play it, so back to serve the Bargee girl for Ansonia.
Makes our score 12-4. Indians leading.
Oh, a little miscommunication with Hannah and Bupp. So Ansonia gets their ace serve.
Gets an ace.
And I think they make team goals. Sometimes our Indians make team goals, and a lot of their team goals are not to allow the other team to ace serve on us. So I don't know what their goal is for this game, but so Bupp to Marty. Or to Madison, to Marty, who gets a kill. That's a good hard hit right there. And then Cassidy goes back
nice cross
to serve.
Court, yeah, nice cross court hit.
Yeah, it was. So
Marty
Cassidy.
Back to serve.
Yeah. Nice deep serve, and she hits it in.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a pretty
right in the corner.
Pretty serve right there. Our line judge over there is a little quiet. She's not
calling
it in.
She didn't call
around
anything.
Nope.
Landed right at her feet.
Yep. Marty,
another nice
serve again. And they're going to try to kill it, and they don't. Don't quite hit it over the net.
Not getting their serve receive and not getting a pass. Not getting a good pass, so then they're not getting a good set.
Yep.
How'd I do there? I sounded like I knew what I was talking about, didn't I?
You did great. You did great.
God, by the end of the season, I'm going to be good.
Yeah, dig by Hannah Kanapke, and Madison Rammel takes it over with one hand. With a kill and timeout.
Timeout. And Sonya with our Indians leading 16-5.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews with Count Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. As flu season gets underway, make sure you are prepared. Count on Count Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We offer flu vaccines with no appointment. Count Pharmacy can bill Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and we provide a discounted cash option. Stop by for your flu shot at Count Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Bern, Union City, and Arcanum today. Count Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from a little boy?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have.
That's my son. He always talks about how you have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
Derek.
Yes, Mom.
You've got to stop bothering those nice folks at work.
But, Mom, I love talking to them.
Well, I would love it if you would finish your chores before you start making phone calls.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
The Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters are having their football drop again this year. Here's your chance to win up to $10,000 and help out our Athletic Boosters Club. The tickets are only $20 and you don't need to be present to win. The football drop will take place after last regular season football game on Friday, October 27th, as the Indians host the St. Henry Redskins. There will only be 1,000 tickets sold, so be sure to get yours early. Tickets will be available at the home, volleyball, and football games, and also at Wonder Retirement Planning, Napa, and Wengler's Ace Hardware. Be part of the fun again this year and help support the Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters Club. Get your tickets for the second annual football drop taking place after a St. Henry football game on October 27th. Tickets are available at the home volleyball and football games, and look for them at several local merchants.
We're back here at Ansonia High School. Hey, keep it tuned in to Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow we've got Minster Big Mac game. FR is going to have that. And then Thursday we're simulcasting from New Knoxville, and that's going to be the Indians' last game until tournament. And PGW is going to have that. Then Friday we've got football at Marion Local. Jeff Hobbs and Joe Brooms.
Cassidy Martin with a serve. Ansonia tips it over, but they're going to call her in the net. Or actually, he calls a double on that one.
Double hit.
Yeah, I think that was a good call. So Cassidy Martin gives us another point, and she's back to serve again.
She might just finish.
Yeah. Oh, and she serves it out of bounds.
Hits it long.
Hits it just a little long.
I jinxed her.
Yeah. Puts Kaya Wendell back in for us to have a little defense.
It makes our score 17-6.
Wendell to Rammel to Brooke Garkey, who just has a beautiful slice. Beautiful slice right where you want to hit it. So Paige Forkamp back in, and Kelsey Judy, I think, is back in. Yep. To serve for Madison Rammel. 18-6. And Kelsey Judy serves it out of bounds. 18-7.
She hasn't done that very often this year. She's usually one of our consistent.
She's usually pretty consistent.
Usually. Yeah, I think the other night she missed three out of her four, though,
yeah,
when we needed her the most.
Yeah, that last.
Yeah.
Last.
And Ansonia gets another ace.
Nice serve by number 20.
She gets another short one, but Stone's there for it to Kelsey, to Brooke Arkey, who just barely tips it over and gets a kill. That was a beautiful sea of the court right there. So nice job by Brooke Garkey. Paige Judy back in for Bupp. Stone back
Stone
to serve.
Stone back to serve. With the score as lopsided as it is, I thought we'd see.
Ooh, ace by Stone. Ace by Stone. That was a beautiful serve. Can't handle it with her hands.
A couple other girls playing, but she still pretty much got the starters in there, which I know with two more MAC games in the, which we definitely want to win.
Yep. Stone gets another ace.
Guess you got to keep the
momentum.
Keep the number one team. Keep the momentum going.
Yep. Stone again for the short
another
ball.
Another nice serve.
Yep. Brooke Garkey. Beautiful block by Brooke Garkey. I feel like she kind of came out of nowhere right there.
She is something else
she
in
is.
The middle. Man, she's fun.
She's got some long arms.
She has got some long arms. She's a tall girl. She's got long arms and legs.
Yep. Stone gets another ace off of the hands of number 20. So
Indians looking pretty good here. 23-8. Another short serve.
And she
another
gets,
ace.
Yep, another ace. She's just kind of mixing it up, kind of.
Yep. Long, then short, and then she goes from one side to the other and moves the ball around really well.
Yep, she does.
And you got to like that Stone kid.
Yeah, she's all right. She's a keeper.
She is a keeper.
They try to we call that the green light. When you try to pass it over on one, we call that the green light. And Paige Judy just goes up and attacks it. So nice kill by Paige Judy.
That makes her score second game, second set, 25-8. So the first one was 25-10.
Yep.
Second one was 25-8.
Yep.
So we are going to get into our third set here. The Indians leading 2-0. And we'll be back.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews with Kaut Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. As flu season gets underway, make sure you are prepared. Count on Kaut Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We offer flu vaccines with no appointment. Kaut Pharmacy can bill Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and we provide a discounted cash option. Stop by for your flu shot at Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Bern, Union City, and Arcanum today. Kaut Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Hi, this is Chuck, the meat manager at Wayne Street Market. We want to offer you the best quality and prices we can. Visit us today and see what fresh items we have available. From our packaged pick 5 meats at $24.99 to a fresh cut USDA choice steak, we are here for you. Let us know if we can cut or order anything special or bulk. Thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market as your local grocery store in downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this car, a 2015 Chrysler 200S. It's granite gray with leather interior, remote starter, and lots more. Only 10,000 miles and priced at only $14,500. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858. And don't sweat it.
Hi, I'm Courtney Wilker, and I'm the 4 Recovery Cheerleading Coach, and the 4 Recovery Cheerleaders are selling yard signs this year. Our Let's Go Indian signs will be available at all home varsity football games for only $15 each. They feature the Indian Brave logo and Let's Go Indians. They're appropriate to display in your yard for any sports season. Be sure to get your Let's Go Indians yard sign from the cheerleaders at any of the varsity home football games and get them in your yard to show your Indian pride.
We're back here at Ansonia High School. Diana Rammel, Steve Stone, Reese Rogers here, Fort Recovery Radio, bringing you the volleyball action. Indians looking very good here in the first two sets. The first game they won 25-8, and the second game they won 25-10. So we're going to be getting started here with our third set. The JVs won in two pretty easily earlier this evening, and those scores were about the same. I think they were 25-10 to 25-12, something like that. So the Indians came away with another win. And what is the JVs record?
They only have one loss.
One loss?
Yep.
I thought it was one loss.
Yep.
And our varsity girls only have three losses on the season. So if you haven't been out to see these guys play, you really need to come watch them play.
Yeah. These next two games we got to end our regular season should be some good, strong.
And this is wrong, actually. I've been announcing this Thursday at New Knoxville. That's at home.
That's a home game.
Because that's senior night.
Yes, that's a home game, yes. Paige Judy with the serve receive to Madison Rammel. Back to Paige Judy. Kaya Wendell gets the dig to Madison Rammel. Back set to Paige Forkamp, who gets a great hit, but it's blocked.
Great block by Ansonia.
Stone covers it to Madison, to Martin, who just ends it.
They ain't blocking that.
Yeah, they are definitely not blocking that.
Blame that mistake on Neil, not me.
That's not New Knoxville.
No,
that's at home.
That's definitely at home, and that's senior night, so that would be a great night for everybody to come.
Night.
Yeah. Hannah Kanapke for the serve. And they play it well to number five, Bargie, who gets blocked by Rammel and Martin. Beautiful, beautiful block by Rammel.
Rammel and Martin with the block.
Yeah. Back to serve again, Hannah Kanapke.
Gotta like the cousins there.
Gotta like it, yeah. Gotta like it. Great serve by Hannah. Bargie to Hannah Kanapke to Madison Rammel. Out tall to Paige Judy. I think Madison Rammel put a little tight for Paige. She hits it right into the hands of Bargie, who blocks it. So
yeah, she needs to swing, not do that little push-push stuff.
I think it was a little tight. Set was a little tight for her on that one. So. Serve receive Wendell to Rammel. Out to Marty, who gets blocked to Rammel. Back set to Paige, who just hits it down the line and hits it in.
Wow.
Hey, Judy gets us a great kill.
Great spot by Judy.
Yep.
Right there on that back line, and there was nobody home back there.
Yep. So back to serve, we got Buppy. great serve. To Bargie, who tips it to Buppy, who says this is easy, to Madison Rammel, out to Stoney. Stone, who just hits the tape, doesn't quite clear. But nice play. Buppy does a great job of covering them deep corners, and she puts the ball right where she needs it. She's a nice little player back there. So Indians up 3-2. Short ball to Kaya Wendell, to Madison Rammel, out to Stone, who just pounds it right over Bargie's hands. That was a nice little play.
Was hit hard.
Kaya Wendell's getting a look by the official. She's not quite behind the 10-foot line. As a libero, when they're substituting out, they have to go behind the 10-foot line. I think she was teasing a little bit.
She got the finger wag the official.
Yeah, she did. Marty back to serve. Nice serve by
Marty's
Cassidy
got
Martin.
A great serve.
She does. Hannah Kanapke for the easy free ball to Madison. Out to Brooke Erke, who's just a little bit late on the slide. And Cassidy Martin, she was so close to her dig. So close to her dig. So nice play, nice slide by Brooke Erke, but she's just a little bit late, doesn't get the kill, and Anzone is able to play it.
Makes our score 5-3, Indians leading.
Bup to Rammel to Stone, who gets the slide, and she gets it over. Dig by Kaya Wendell to Madison Rammel, out to Stone.
That was set too close to the net, too.
Definitely. And she gets it out to Stone, who gets a kill off of it.
Yeah, she couldn't get a swing on it, but still got the point.
Yeah, I think that it drew the other team into the net. I believe that was a net call. So back to service, Madison Rammel. And she gets
a nice.
I wasn't sure that was clearing.
Wow.
That was a nice ace.
Nice ace by...
I thought that was going right into
Maddie.
The net, so yeah.
That was awesome.
Yep. Another
nice,
nice
serve.
Deep serve.
Terrible set.
Yep.
By Ansonia.
Kaya to Madison Rammel out high to Paige Thorkamp, who just drills it.
She brings that hand, like, back to the floor.
Yes.
When she swings through that ball, it was impressive.
Yeah.
Makes our score 8-3, and Ansonia's going to take a timeout, or so are we.
Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is now a full-line MacDon dealer. That means Hall Brothers can sell MacDon Draper heads to fit all brands of combines. Case IH, John Deere, and Gleaner combine owners can harvest with the best of the best drapers. MacDon Drapers will fit John Deere 50, 60, 70, and S-Series combines. Also, Gleaner R and S-Series combines. MacDon Draper heads come in four sizes from 30 to 45 feet wide. See Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio today, your local MacDon dealer.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut, grilled, or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
All for fall. Bring the vibrant colors of fall into your home. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist today. Beautiful fall silk arrangements and home decor just arrived. Candles, canvas prints, pumpkins, and more. Hardy Mums arriving soon. And check out our new farmhouse collection, Charming Country Decor. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist, downtown Fort Recovery.
The Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters are having their football drop again this year. Here's your chance to win up to $10,000 and help out our Athletic Boosters Club. The tickets are only $20, and you don't need to be present to win. The football drop will take place after last regular season football game on Friday, October 27th, as the Indians host the St. Henry Redskins. There will only be 1,000 tickets sold, so be sure to get yours early. Tickets will be available at the home, volleyball, and football games, and also at Wonder Retirement Planning, Napa, and Wengler's Ace Hardware. Be part of the fun again this year and help support the Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters Club. Get your tickets for the second annual football drop taking place after a St. Henry football game on October 27th. Tickets are available at the home volleyball and football games, and look for them at several local merchants.
We're back here at Ansonia High School with the Lady Indians leading 8-3 here in the third set. Oh, nice serve.
Madison Rammel to serve with a great serve. And Indians get a block again from Brooke Garkey and Stone.
There's Brooke and Carly with a nice block.
Good luck getting anything over Brooke Garkey. Phew, those long arms.
No.
Rammel short. She goes from deep to short, just like everybody else.
Double hit.
And Nuller calls his infamous double hit.
He must be like some relation to Todd Hinkle.
You know, him and Todd used to work well together. They worked together all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
It was always those two. Every time they'd walk in the door, I'd be like, oh,
here
great.
We go.
If you're not a setter, don't set it. So, bup to Rammel, back set to Carly Stone, who nails it. Nice, nice play by the Indians.
That was a great play by the Indians.
Yeah. So yeah, when those two used to walk into my games, that was the rule number one I told the girls. If you are not a setter, do not attempt.
Don't touch the ball.
Kaya Wendell for a
great
beautiful dig to Rammel.
Great attack by Ansonia, but Kaya was right there to dig it.
Yep.
Get it back over. Point Indians.
Yeah.
I mean,
Paige Forkamp with a beautiful, beautiful swing out there on the left side.
Ansonia's hustling.
For the kill.
Indians are just playing like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah. Oh, and Rammel nails it out of bounds. That brings Kelsey Judy in the lineup for Maddie. Indians score 12-4. Coming out strong. That's what they need to do. Serve received.
Nice
Kaya.
Serve.
Perfect Kaya to Judy to Stone, who gets the kill. They were up there to block, but she lifts it. Ansonia lifts the ball. So in for the Indians is Paige Judy. And back to serve is Carly Stone.
Let's go, Carly. Oh, my gosh.
She gets a nice serve from Brooke Garkey. A little bit of an overpass, and Brooke Garkey is right there for the overpass to make her eat it. So that was a nice block by.
Did she get a kill for that?
That's a block.
That's a
solo block. Stone, great serve. Ansonia. Oh, Brooke Garkey again. Again. She's a beast up there.
She is just unbelievable in the middle.
Timeout.
15-4 Indians cruising here in the third set. We'll be right back.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Can you hear me?
Why are you whispering?
I don't want anyone to know I called.
Well, why did you call? Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Why are you whispering, mister?
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kalk Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. If you or your loved one is 65 or older, it's time to review your Medicare Part D coverage. Plan options continue to change every year. Kalk Pharmacy can assist in comparing plans and reviewing your options to ensure you can get the medication you need at a reasonable cost. Set up your free Medicare plan review or visit us at Fort Recovery, Bern, Union City, and Arcanum, or call us at 1-800-686-2314. Kalk Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
The bracket has been drawn for the volleyball tournament.
Our Lady Indians have a first-round bye, and they'll play at home on Thursday night, October 19th at 6:30, against the winner of the Marion Local and Wayne Trace game that will be played on Monday, October 16th. Again, we'll play the Marion Local Wayne Trace winner at home at 6:30 on Thursday, October 19th.
Hey, Reese, say something.
We're back.
There you go. We got him to say something.
See, there's proof. He's here.
He is here. Makes our score 15-4.
Stone back to serve. She gets a short serve and almost gets the ace, and they play it. They can't play it over, though, so got to get that third hit over, and she hits it right into the net. So Stone back to serve again.
Why is volleyball so weak down south?
I don't know. I wish I knew. Stone for the serve. Kaya Wendell for the dig to Kelsey Judy, who just can't quite get her feet to stop and rolls her right under the net. So, point for Ansonia.
Makes her score 16-5. Indians leading here in the third set.
Brooke Garkey, Kelsey Judy. Back to Paige Forkamp, who just nails it. Oh, and they can't handle it. Ansonia can't quite handle it. They try to push it over on the
second hit.
And Miller doesn't like those. If you're going to send it over, it better not be spinning if you're using two hands. Kaya Wendell, number 5, Bargie, back set. Kelsey Judy to Kaya Wendell, back pass to Paige Forkamp. It just gets a little too tight to the net, so Paige can't handle it. She's not paying any attention. I know. We wanted our picture. There, now she is.
I'm done now. No. Had her chance.
Ansonia serves it out of bounds. Madison Ramel back in for Kelsey, Judy. And back to service, Paige Forkamp, who serves it into the net. They let her serve this time. So Hannah Kanapke comes in for Paige Forkamp.
That's all right.
Yeah, they let her serve, and you got to let her get, every now and then, let her get in there.
Makes her score 18-7, Indians leading.
Paige Judy for a great hit. And Ansonia gets caught up in the net.
Bargie
on that
was about hung herself
she
in
did.
The net.
She did just about hang herself. Yeah. Buppy in for the in the lineup for Judy.
Makes our score 17-7. I'm sorry, 19-7.
19, yeah. Buppy with an ace. Strong ace.
Makes her score 20-7. This is going to be a quick night.
Yes, this is what I like. Quick night.
Buppy back to serve.
She gets a great serve, and Marty's there for the block on the almost overpass, and the setter can't handle it with the big Cassie Merton right there on the other side. So Buppy for another great serve.
Yeah, another nice serve.
And
Cassie
Martin solo blocks it.
Wow.
Our blocking is tremendous. Tremendous.
Man, I hope we play like this all through tournament.
I do too.
Makes our score 22-7.
Yeah. Buppy serving still. And
another block.
And Martin. Up for the hit. She doesn't quite get the kill. Hannah Kanacki to Madison Rammel out to Stone, who just nails it. Nails it from a two. Not quite an outside ball, but somewhere between the middle and the outside. She's out there calling for it, so that was pretty.
Tell you what, the three players that stuck out tonight, I would say, are Carly.
Nice serve by Bupp again.
Cass.
Yeah.
Carly, Cass, and Brooke.
Yeah. Their blocking has been phenomenal.
It's just been just absolutely tremendous.
So Ansonia gets a kill down the line for us. Buppy just misses it. Comes up short. 23-8 Indians. Short serve to Cassidy Martin to Madison Rammel out to Stone. And nails it down the line. They thought they'd sneak a short one into Cassidy, but she was sitting right there waiting on it.
No, you're not going to sneak one in on her.
Nope. Cassidy Martin back to serve for game point.
Yep.
We'll see if she gets it.
24-8.
She gets it short.
Short serve.
And they handle it outside to, and they hit it out of bounds.
Hit it out a mile.
That ends
and
our game.
That's our game right there, 24 to, or 25-8.
Yep.
Indians come away with a straight three-set win.
Yep.
Man, I don't know what you can say. The girls played extremely well.
They played very well there. We had some great blocking.
They saw the floor well. They had great blocking, had good attacks.
Yep.
They just played really, really well. Again, stay tuned. Tomorrow we've got the Minster Wildcats, and we'll be at Minster for that game. And then we are home. Let me repeat again. We are home Thursday, New Knoxville. That's going to be simulcast with WPTW. And that is senior night for our senior girls. So come out, please, Thursday and support all of the girls' volleyball team and for sure see the seniors there on their senior night. And then Friday, we've got Marion Local Football. We're at Marion with Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruins.
Yep.
I'm Steve Stone.
I'm Diana Rammel.
And Reese Rogers.
We out.
Thanks very much for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you for tuning in to Fort Recovery Radio for our Indians volleyball. Tonight's broadcast was brought to you by the local sponsors you heard during tonight's broadcast. We now send you back to our regular programs.